Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In I Is an Other, The Secret Life of Metaphor and How It Shapes the Way We See the World, James Geary delves into the fascinating realm of metaphors and their profound impact on our understanding of the world. With his engaging writing style, Geary makes a compelling case for the ubiquity and necessity of metaphors in human thought, language, and culture. The book explores how metaphors influence our perceptions, actions, and even societal structures, arguing that they are not just figures of speech, but foundational elements in our cognitive processes. Through an array of examples from literature, science, politics, and everyday life, I Is an Other illuminates the myriad ways in which metaphors shape our realities, often without our conscious awareness. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the ubiquity of metaphors. James Geary's I Is an Other begins by establishing the omnipresence of metaphors in language and thought. Far from being confined to literary embellishments, metaphors permeate everyday speech, influencing how we communicate and understand abstract concepts. Geary illustrates how our linguistic expressions, such as describing time as money, saving time, spending time, or ideas as food, food for thought, reveal metaphors' deep entrenchment in our cognition. This section articulates the argument that metaphors are not merely decorative, but fundamental cognitive tools that shape our perception and interaction with the world. Secondly, metaphor and thought. The book scrutinizes the critical role metaphors play in shaping our thought processes. Geary draws from cognitive science studies to demonstrate how metaphors are integral to understanding abstract concepts, arguing that our minds rely on concrete experiences, often encapsulated in metaphors, to grasp the intangible. For example, we might understand the complex notion of love through the simpler physical experience of warmth. This section unpacks the idea that metaphors are essential scaffolding for thought, allowing us to conceptualize and reason about the abstract by mapping it onto the familiar. Thirdly, metaphors in science and innovation, Geary extends the exploration of metaphors beyond the realm of literature and language, highlighting their pivotal role in scientific discovery and innovation. By examining historical and contemporary examples, such as the boiling pot model of the atom or the information highway, this section reveals how metaphors act as heuristic devices that shape scientific theories and technological advancements. Geary argues that metaphors provide a necessary creative leap in the imagination, enabling scientists and inventors to conceptualize novel theories and products by drawing on familiar mental models. Fourthly, cultural and political implications of metaphors. This section delves into the potent influence of metaphors on cultural perceptions and political rhetoric. Geary demonstrates how metaphors can unify or divide, constructing collective identities or dehumanizing others. Through analysis of political speeches and media, the book illustrates how metaphors can frame debates, shape public opinion, and influence policy. Geary urges readers to recognize the power of metaphors in shaping societal norms and values, advocating for a critical awareness of the metaphors that govern our socio-political landscape. Lastly, the ethical dimension of metaphor. Use finally, I Is an Other addresses the ethical considerations surrounding the use of metaphors. Geary posits that because metaphors are so powerful in shaping our thoughts and beliefs, their use carries ethical implications, particularly in persuasive communication such as advertising, politics, and news media. This section encourages readers to think critically about the metaphors they encounter and use, advocating for responsible metaphor use that fosters understanding rather than manipulation. The discussion highlights the need for ethical awareness in our linguistic practices, underscoring the profound impact of metaphors on human cognition and society. In conclusion, I Is an Other is a seminal read for anyone interested in language, cognition, or communication. James Geary elegantly uncovers the hidden mechanics of metaphors, revealing their far-reaching impact on our daily lives and societal structures. This book is particularly valuable for writers, educators, and communicators who seek to harness the power of metaphors to deepen understanding and connection. Additionally, it serves as a crucial reminder for the critical consumption of media and political discourse, emphasizing the need to be aware of the metaphors that shape our perceptions and beliefs. By illuminating the intricate ways in which metaphors influence thought, action, and culture, Geary's book offers profound insights into the human condition, advocating for a deliberate and ethical approach to our use of language. In doing so, it not only enriches our appreciation for the art of metaphor, but also empowers us to navigate the world with greater awareness and intention. If you would like to support James Geary, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.